Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Delia McDevitt and that's Lily Taylor. We're teachers and tutors at LSAT Demon, and today we're tackling an admissions question from a listener. Lily, do you want to read the email here?
Yeah, so this person said, "Hey there, I was wondering how much weight is placed on grades after submitting an application. If you were to apply at the beginning of your senior year of college, would an A be that much different than getting a B? Does this go into the law school's decision in admitting you? Thank you. Kind regards, Tyler."
Yeah, so just to make sure I'm understanding what Tyler's asking here, this seems to be a question oriented towards KJDs, which are just people who go straight to law school after undergrad. And it seems like Tyler's asking if changes in grades earned after applying will hurt or maybe even help your application if you haven't received a decision. So between application and decision time, before getting those new grades, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's important to sort of differentiate those two ideas, right? So if you apply in fall of your senior year and you've not been admitted yet, then schools will often ask you to send in your transcript from the fall of your senior year. So they want to see, did you apply and then just decide to like slack off and did your grades fall, or did you maintain them? And after that, they might admit you, they might not, but a lot of schools will hold on KJD applications until they see those fall grades. Now, what's interesting, right, is that let's say you have been admitted, they haven't seen your fall grades yet. Does it still matter? And I think yes. I think there's sort of two reasons, right? So first of all, they care about their GPA median. So if your fall grades hurt your GPA, even by like 0.01, and it suddenly makes you below their median, that could really affect your application. Could also affect your merit aid, right? So these schools, a lot of them do not give merit aid with your admissions decision. Some of them will hold off until like a set date in March, say, when they release all merit aid at once. So if your GPA has really fallen, you've been admitted, right? They're not going to rescind your admission unless there was something crazy that happened, like you just totally failed out of your fall semester. But barring that, you just had a little bit of a GPA tank, but nothing crazy. It could actually affect your merit aid. So you could get less money if your GPA is now worse. So I think that's really important to note. But I think what Tyler really wants to know is like, hey, once I apply, but before I get my decision, does it matter what my grades are? And the answer is definitely yes. I think that in terms of an admission decision, even something as small as a tiny difference in GPA can affect, you know, an acceptance from a waitlist, from a deny. It's really important. So Delia, what would you tell someone like Tyler who's wondering, you know, how do I look at the fall of my senior year? Because you are a KJD. So what did you think as you were going through the fall while also applying?
Yeah, so I guess a couple things here. I was thinking one, I don't want to let my grades drop for two reasons, which I started with a really high GPA when I applied, right? So for two reasons, I was like, listen, I don't want to let my grades drop. One, because it could affect merit aid, right? Even if I did get accepted, it could affect merit aid. But also, if I don't get accepted before I get my grades back for the fall, then I want to have something good to send them. I don't want to have something that is worse than my grades have been, or that shows a clear like slacking on my part to send them when they request fall grades, because even if it's not explicitly requested, schools typically want to see that, right? Another thing to think about is if you think that if you're starting with a lower GPA and you think that you could raise that GPA and it could significantly help your admissions chances, which like, as Lily pointed out, literally there's like these like small marginal differences that may seem so small in GPAs, like a 3.8 to 3.9, that can really impact not only admissions decisions, but also scholarship decisions. So if you think that you can improve your GPA, like within your senior year, then it might be worth it to consider taking that gap year, applying later on, focusing on getting your grades up, and then applying with a better GPA in the onset, because that could either make or break an admissions decision for you, or multiple decisions and scholarship decisions. So I think it's just something to consider, especially if you're not starting at like a 4.0, right? And you think you could raise it, then maybe that's something to think about. Not saying that's Tyler's case here, but just something that all students could be mindful of.
Yeah. So if you have a high GPA, maintain it, right? You don't want to give them any reason to deny you. If you have a lower GPA, you might actually want to use both fall and spring semesters to raise that GPA and not apply until after your GPA is set in stone. I think those are really really good pieces of advice. I will say anecdotally, from this cycle, I have a friend, we applied to the same school, we were both admitted. Really, our only difference was our GPA, right? Like, we had the same LSAT, very similar amount of work experience. He had like a 3.8 around, I had a 4.0. And when we got our initial scholarship offers from the same school, I got $45,000 more in initial offer than he did. And really, the one thing we could point to was the difference in our GPA. So it does matter. It will affect things. We also don't know if it's going to become an even bigger part of what schools consider because of the U.S. News and World Report shakeup. They haven't yet released metrics. So LSAT and GPA have always been really important to ranking. They could become even more important. So it's important to keep in mind, it looks like schools every year, their GPA medians tend to be going up. It's due to a lot of grade inflation. Almost every university in America practices grade inflation. So it's really key that you are getting the absolute best GPA you can. And what we always say, right, since you can't go back and redo your bachelor's, focus on your GPA, right? If you're making less than a 4.0 in a given semester, you shouldn't be studying for the LSAT during that semester. Only if you're getting straight A's do we recommend adding LSAT studying on top of it. Because if you are not getting straight A's and part of the reason is because you're studying for the LSAT, that's just going to hurt you in the long run. Your LSAT and your GPA are different metrics, right? So if you have an amazing LSAT but a crappy GPA, that's not good, right? I mean, it's definitely possible to get into schools and the LSAT's really important. But if you want to get to the best schools or you want to get the best scholarship offers, both numbers individually have to be strong.
Yeah, 100%. And I want to clarify that I am a KJD applying this cycle, but I had a 4.0 when I applied, right? And so for me, it was just about maintaining. But again, for some people, they might be in a position, as we've talked about, to raise that GPA. So take that opportunity. We always say, like, if you have a really good GPA, then don't like let your LSAT score make your GPA sad. But the opposite is true, right? If you have a really good LSAT score already and you're still a KJD, I was in the position to have like to be able to do both at the same time successfully. But if you have a good LSAT score, don't make your LSAT score sad with your GPA dropping. Like, it goes both ways. So I think just being aware of your ability to take different things on is important, but also like be smart about it. Take time if you need to. Don't do too much at once. And just get the best GPA that you possibly can. Don't slack as a KJD. Don't do it. It might hurt that much, but like, you really never know who's going to be reading your application and what it might look like to them. So
yeah, get greedy with your GPA, just like you get greedy with the LSAT. And it is important to point out that LSAC GPA, the way that the LSAC actually like takes your transcripts and creates its own GPA, it can differ from what your school tells you your GPA is, because the LSAC will actually take into account A minuses and A pluses. So it's possible with LSAC to have as high as a 4.3 out of 4.0 GPA if you got like all A pluses. It's also possible that your 4.0, once they put in those A minuses, actually drops from a 4.0 down to like a 3.9. So I would say, don't try for straight A's, try for straight A's, right? Like, no A minuses. And if your school does give pluses, you should be trying for straight A pluses, because every little bit really matters. Any last thoughts here, Delia?
No, not, I mean, I like this phrase, get greedy with your GPA. I don't know if we say that, like we say, get greedy with your LSAT, but if we don't, we need to say that as well, because it's just as important. So yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. So if you have a question, email daily@lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys.